Welcome to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Ray Gustafson, your host and moderator, and today we're featuring teams from Decatur and Berrien Springs. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Academic Challenge is sponsored by Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to signaturedealergroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent. And South Haven Public Schools, inspiring learning, leadership, and life. Let's meet the teams. We'll start on the Decatur side. Bill, you and I didn't talk about this before we started, but to say your name, what grade you're in, and what's a good question?
What do you want for Christmas?
What do you want for Christmas? Right. There you go.
Okay.
So we'll start on the Decatur side.
My name is Logan. I am a freshman at Decatur High School,
yep.
And what I want for Christmas is woodworking tools.
Awesome.
My name is Haley. I am a freshman at Decatur High School, and what I want for Christmas is homeless people to find a home and have everyone be happy.
Excellent.
World peace.
World
Good.
Peace.
Good. Cameron Ross.
You got to get nice and close to that mic. Oh. Remember I said 2-3 fingers
I'm
away.
I'm Cameron so. Ross. I'm a junior, and I want a large pineapple pizza for Christmas.
Hopefully it'll stay warm.
So. I'm Nick Geikis. I'm a senior, and I just want my diploma a little bit early.
That'd be good. All right, we'll move over to Berrien Springs.
I'm Jennifer. I'm a junior, and I'll take money.
any denomination work for you?
It's a universal currency. I can get whatever I want with it. So.
I like it.
I'm Juwan. I'm a junior, and I just want a good ACT score.
I bet.
I'm Carter. I'm a junior, and I would want a lot more video games.
What kind of video games? What's your favorite video game, Carter?
Fortnite.
Fortnite. Okay, good.
I'm Garrett. I'm a junior at Berrien Springs, and I just want some time at home for Christmas.
There you go.
There you go.
And, of course, we're joined by Bill Klein. And, Bill, I'm going to let me read this one part, and then I'm going to ask you what you want for Christmas. But, anyway, there's some basic rules during the first and second halves. We'll announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait for me to recognize you before you answer. No consultation allowed except during the 60-second round and at halftime, and we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. Again, I'm Ray Gustafson, your scorekeeper and judge. Bill Klein is here to ask questions. And, Bill, give me your age. No, I'm kidding. No, what do you want for Christmas, Bill?
What do I want for Christmas? I want a completed campaign to raise the money for our new parking lot at Twin City Players.
There you go. All right. Well, we're ready to go, teams. Let's see if they've got some energy tonight. They're all hopped up on caffeine and sugar and stuff. So, Bill, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Teams, are you ready?
Yeah!
All right, let's begin. Let's begin Academic Challenge. Hands on the buzzers. And here we go with Academic Challenge.
For 20 points, name any two of the three families of subatomic particles.
Haley from Decatur.
Protons and neutrons.
Incorrect.
We have Carter from Berrien Springs. Nope, didn't buzz in. Okay, sorry. Nobody from Berrien Springs? Okay, we got a buzzer that's not working right. So Berrien Springs, sorry it buzzed in, but it must have bumped it. So anybody on the Berrien Springs side want to try it?
That's Berrien, Lepton, and Messon.
All right.
A math question right off the bat here for 15 points.
15 points. So like we talked about, he will read it twice, but at any point in time during the reading of the first or second time of the question, if you know the answer, you can buzz in at any time, though.
What is the first derivative of 3x squared plus 5x minus 20? What is the derivative of...
Okay, six. We have Jaywan.
6x plus 5.
That is correct.
For 15 points.
For 15 points.
All right.
For 20 points, name either parent of Achilles.
We have Nick from Decatur.
Hermes.
Incorrect.
Buzz in again, if somebody's trying to buzz in. We got a buzzer that's not working right. I'm not quite sure here. We'll try with Carter from Berrien Springs.
Hera.
Incorrect. Thetis was the mother. Peleus was the father.
All right.
For 20 points.
Man, you bring in the tough ones tonight, Bill.
Peleus was the king of Plutinus. Who was Thetis? Oh, nobody watched the Trojan Wars. Thetis was a Nereid or a sea nymph. Now, the next four questions all involve quotations. Who said it? For 5 points. She said, modern invention has banished the spinning wheel, and the same law of progress makes of women of today a different woman from her grandmother. Name this crusader for women's suffrage.
That was only a 5-point one? Mm-hmm. Wow, okay. Garrett from Berrien Springs.
Susan B. Anthony.
That is correct for 5 points. Nice. For 10 points, another quotation. Quote, every other author may aspire to praise. The lexicographer can only hope to escape reproach. What lexicographer said it? It was Samuel Jackson. Or Johnson, I'm sorry, for 15 points of quotation. Man, with all his noble qualities, still bears in his bodily frame the indelible stamp of his lowly origin. Charles Darwin, the Origin of the Species.
Let me guess, this next one is worth 20 points?
This next one is 20 points.
See, I can do math.
And the quote is, all that glitters is not gold, is a familiar aphorism. Chaucer, Shakespeare, and Cervantes all employed similar sayings in their writings. Its first use in its present form, however, was in the 1687 poem, The Hind and the Panther, by whom?
You're wiping them out tonight.
Well, these, well, I don't know where these came from. John Dryden was the author.
All right.
Lovely man. He was here last week. He owes me money. For 5 points, he tops the 2018 Forbes list of highest paid actors with $239 million in pre-tax earnings. Name this star whose films include Up in the Air, Old Brother, Where Art Thou, and Ocean's 11.
Nick from Decatur.
George Clooney.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, it recently acquired Otto, a self-driving truck technology that could eventually replace America's 1.7 million truck drivers. What ride-hauling company is it? Ride-hailing company, I'm sorry.
Jennifer, Berrien Springs.
Uber.
That is correct.
For five points.
Oops. For 15 points. What preschooler is currently third in line to inherit the British throne?
Nick from Decatur.
Prince George.
That is correct for 15 points. For 15 points. Japan's now has its first woman fighter pilot, saying she was inspired by which American movie?
Jennifer, Berrien Springs.
Amelia Earhart.
Incorrect.
Decatur, 5 seconds. Nick?
American Made.
Incorrect. Top Gun.
Oh, it was a Tom Cruise movie. I was so close.
For 5 points, in response to a chemical weapons attack in 2017, President Trump ordered a missile strike on what country?
Haley from Decatur.
Afghanistan.
Incorrect.
Carter, Berrien Springs.
Syria.
That is correct.
Yes. For 5 points?
For 5 points.
Less than a minute left.
For 15 points. In an interview with Fox and Friends, President Trump said what would happen if he were to be impeached?
So many jokes there.
Yeah, and so many thoughts too. I'm not sure. He said that if he was impeached, the market would crash.
Last question.
For 15 points. Oh, here we go. Jacques Pelige, a former Nazi SS labor camp guard, was recently deported to Germany from his home, located in which New York City borough?
Nick from Decatur.
The Bronx.
Incorrect.
Garrett from Berrien Springs.
Queens.
That is correct.
For 15 points.
For 15 points.
We got it. All right, that's the end of the first half of today's Academic Challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this, right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is Decatur 20, Berrien Springs 45. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points, and there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 questions correctly within the 60 seconds. We had a team last week do that, in fact. Mm-hmm. You are encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers need to come from the team captain. After the minute is up, then the opposing team will have a chance to answer any of the questions the first team couldn't answer, so on and so forth. So, Decatur, you're trailing at the moment. You have the first choice of these categories, which are 20th century, wordsmith, and botany. And, Decatur, who's your captain?
I am.
Nick? And what did you like? What would you like to choose?
We're going to go with 20th century.
20th century it is. Bill, do we have a setup on any of these?
Yes, there is a setup for this.
Okay, why don't you get that set up?
For 20th century, name the 20th century decade in which each of these events took place.
All right, so checking out the buzzer again. All right, so yeah, this one isn't plugged
Jennifer
in just right.
Jennifer didn't do it.
No, it wasn't. So.
It wasn't me.
Yep. All right, so we'll put 60 seconds on the clock. You don't need to buzz in on this one,
okay.
But the answers do need to come from Nick, but make sure you do consult with one another in Berrien Springs. Keep track, because any questions they don't answer correctly, you get to try to steal.
And if don't know, we can say skip, correct?
Yes.
You can say
okay.
Pass if you'd
pass
like.
Pass or skip or whatever.
Yep. And the 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill reads that first question.
Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on a Montgomery, Alabama.
In the 60s?
Incorrect. Explosion and fire erupted at the Chernobyl nuclear plant.
70s?
Incorrect. The Wright brothers took their first flight at Kitty Hawk.
20s?
Incorrect. Che Guevara was executed in Bolivia.
Pass.
Amelia Earhart disappeared over the Pacific.
40s?
Incorrect. Over 500,000 people were killed in a genocide in Rwanda.
Pass.
Nearly intact tomb of King Tut was discovered.
That was 30s?
Incorrect. Pol Pot started a dictatorship in Cambodia.
50s?
Incorrect. The Titanic sank on her maiden voyage.
20s.
Incorrect. Apartheid began in South Africa.
Go ahead and answer if you want to try it. You're right on the buzzer here.
I don't know.
10s. Incorrect.
All right. I don't think we got one, did we?
No.
Not one.
Oh.
All right. So, Berrien Springs, that means there are 10 questions for you to try to answer. Who's your team captain, Berrien Springs? Carter, you're going to be. Make sure you consult with one another. We'll put 60 seconds back on the clock. Got your work cut out for you. Here we go. 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill reads that first question.
And again,
read the setup again for me, Bill.
The 20th century decade in which each event took place.
Okay, here we go.
50s.
Oh, hang on. He hasn't answered the first question. Hasn't asked you the first one yet.
You haven't answered it.
Okay, here we go.
Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat in Montgomery, Alabama.
50s.
Correct. Explosion and fire erupted at the Chernobyl nuclear plant.
90s.
Incorrect. It's 80s. The Wright brothers took their first flight at Kitty Hawk.
10s.
Incorrect. It's the zeros. Che Guevara was executed in Bolivia.
60s.
Correct. Amelia Earhart disappeared over the Pacific.
30s.
Correct. Over 500,000 people were killed in a genocide in Rwanda.
80s.
Incorrect. It was 90s. Nearly intact tomb of King Tut was discovered.
40s.
20s. Pol Pot started a dictatorship in Cambodia.
70s.
Correct. Titanic sank on her maiden voyage.
10s.
Correct. Apartheid began in South Africa.
90s.
Incorrect. It was 40s.
We got them through.
Five.
All right.
That was a tough category.
That was a tough one.
Yeah,
all right. So now the tables have turned. So we're going to allow Berrien Springs now to choose from the remaining two categories, which are wordsmith and botany. Carter, what's your team say?
Wordsmith.
Wordsmith it is. Bill, is there any setup on this one?
No, there is not.
No setup. So we'll put 60 seconds on the clock. Answer as many as you can in those 60 seconds. Decatur, be ready to answer any questions that they don't answer incorrectly. 60 seconds back on the clock, and that 60 seconds will begin when Bill reads that first question. Good luck.
If you were watching the gloaming, would you be observing a sunset, a native Irish festival, or a farmer at work?
A farmer?
Incorrect. If an order were rescinded, would it be revised, confirmed, or canceled?
Canceled.
Correct. Vital, vivacious, vivid. All of these English words are drawn from a Latin verb meaning what?
Live.
Correct. Should an aspic be eaten, kept in a zoo, or worn around one's neck?
Worn?
Incorrect. To whom does one owe filial duty, loyalty?
King?
Incorrect. What word refers to both the travel of planets around a star and the overthrow of a government?
Revolution.
Correct. When speaking of the southern U.S.,
we didn't get through that one, so we'll move on. All right, so that's three?
Three.
Three correct. So, Decatur, that gives you 70 points to try to steal away. We'll put 60 seconds back on the clock. Nick, your team ready to go?
Yeah, we are.
Here we go. The 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill reads that first question. Good luck. I'm sorry.
If you were watching the gloaming, would you be observing a sunset, a native Irish festival, or a farmer at work?
A native Irish festival.
Incorrect. It's a sunset. Should an aspic be eaten, kept in a zoo, or worn around one's neck?
Eaten.
Correct. To whom does one owe filial loyalty?
Pass.
When speaking of southern U.S., to what time period does the adjective antebellum refer to?
Pass.
If something which is pellucid, cloudy, extremely clear, or a mixture of clear and cloudy?
A mixture of clear and cloudy.
Incorrect. If something attenuates, does it become larger, lose strength, or turn upside down?
Loses strength.
Correct. A piano tuner uses an implement called a diapason, better known as what?
Pass.
I'm sorry?
I said pass.
Pass on that one? No. Don't tell them what it is yet. So no. Think of it as a tuning fork.
Tuning fork.
Yep, it would be.
speak up, guys.
The pellucid was extremely clear. The adjective for the antebellum is the pre-Civil War. Mm. And one filial loyalty is one's parents.
All right. That ends our 60-second round. We'll check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
And they got 20.
We're back to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is Decatur at 40, Berrien Springs 125. It's now time to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. From Decatur, here's Nick. What's going on?
The Raider brand is presenting their holiday concert tonight. Boys and girls basketball seasons are in full swing, as is the wrestling season. National Honor Society and Student Council are sponsoring holiday food and clothing drives. The community enjoyed the play, The Sousification of a Midsummer Night's Dream, presented last week by the Raider Community Theater. And we have 2 weeks left before a much-anticipated winter break.
Winter break. All right. We'll head over to Berrien Springs.
Snow shovel's ready. They're going to
shovel. And we've got a substitution on the Berrien Springs side. We'll get to that in a moment. And our substitute subbing in is Colton. So tell us what's going on at Berrien Springs, and then we'll let you introduce yourself.
So here at Berrien Springs, winter sports.
Nice and close to that mic, too, please.
Okay.
Would you?
Here at Berrien Springs, winter sports are underway, and we're looking forward to the team's success this season. This past Wednesday, we celebrated the holiday season with our senior Berrien Springs members at our 20th Senior Citizen Holiday Luncheon. Our guests were entertained by our elementary choirs, middle school band, high school jazz band, and our high school bel canto and men's choir. On December 7th, we'll hold our annual holiday band concert at 7 p.m. in the high school gymnasium. On Monday, December 17th, the choirs will be holding their holiday concert at the Howard Performing Arts Center on the campus of Andrews University at 7 p.m. On Tuesday, December 18th, we will be hosting the first annual Graduates Tea in the High School Media Center. If you are a 2018 graduate of Berrien Springs, please contact the high school to RSVP for this event. We'd like to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all the WSJM listeners. And before we sign up, we would like to thank Berrien Springs Public Schools, Lakeshore Schools, South Haven Public Schools, Cook Nuclear Plant, Bradford Insurance Company, Signature Toyota for housing, and the radio stations for WSJM FM 94.9 for sponsoring this event.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And on the Berrien Springs side, we do have a substitute, as you probably just heard, Colton. So, Colton, tell me your name.
Guess his name.
What grade you're in, and what was the question? Well, what do you want for Christmas?
My name is Colton. I'm in 11th grade, and just family time for Christmas.
Very cool.
Very good.
Welcome. Glad you could be here. So, all right, we are ready for the second half. Bill, you ready?
I'm ready.
Teams, you ready for the second half?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get all right, here we go. Yeah. Hands on your buzzers, and let's get ready for the second half of Academic Challenge. Here we go.
For 15 points, PETA has persuaded Nabisco to change the picture of which of its cookie boxes?
Colton, Berrien Springs.
Teddy Graham. Teddy Graham's?
Incorrect.
Decatur, 5 seconds. Haley.
Nilla Wafers?
Incorrect. The Barnum's Animal Crackers.
Oh.
Now the animals appear on the package outside of a cage. For 20 points, a musical about an Egyptian police orchestra stranded for a night in Israel swept the Tony Awards, winning 10 prizes, including Best New Musical. Name the show. Lovely show. The Band's Visit. For 5 points, on June 20th, President Trump gave in to a massive political pressure and signed an executive order meant to end what practice at the southwest border?
Garrett, Berrien Springs.
Illegal immigration.
Incorrect.
Decatur, want to give it a shot? Haley?
Illegally reentry Mexico?
Incorrect. It was an executive order to stop the separation of families. I was just taking children away from their parents.
All right.
The next 4 questions, for each clue, give me a word ending in able. A-B-L-E.
Say it one more time.
For each clue, give me a word ending in able.
All right.
For 5 points, old enough to enter wedlock.
Nick from Decatur.
Marriageable.
That is correct. For 5 points. For 10 points. Competent.
Nick from Decatur.
Capable.
Correct. For 15 points. An end of a roof.
Colton, Berrien Springs.
Gable.
Correct. For 15 points. For 20 points. Savory.
Nick from Decatur.
Savable.
Incorrect.
Garrett, I'm sorry, from Berrien Springs.
Delectable.
What do we got?
It's
No.
The answer is palatable.
Palatable.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yep, sorry.
The next 4 questions, all, it's P for politics. All the answers start with a P. For 5 points. In political phraseology, it proceeds with honor, at any price, and for our time.
Starts with a P. We'll try Cameron from Decatur.
Patriotism.
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs, 5 seconds. Colton.
Pertinent.
Incorrect. It's peace.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Peace with honor, peace at any price. For 10 points, again, answers start with a P. A nation controlled by another, such as Vichy France.
Garrett, Berrien Springs.
Protectorate.
Incorrect.
Decatur, 5 seconds.
Do I have to buzz?
Yep, you have to buzz in. Yep, Cameron.
Puppet.
Correct. For 15, for 10 points. For 15 points, governmental appointments made on the basis of politics, not merit. Patronage. Mm-hmm. And for 20 points, Again, ending in P.
Starting with P or ending with P?
Ending.
Starting with P, yep.
An exaggerated danger, a phrase coined by Mao Tse-tung to depict the West as weak behind an image of bluster.
We have Cameron from Decatur.
Propaganda.
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs, 5 seconds.
That's what, no. It's Paper Tiger.
Paper Tiger.
Now, the next four questions all deal with education. For 5 points, what term for secondary school came from Edinburgh, Scotland?
Buzzed it, didn't quite catch it. So, Haley from Decatur?
University.
Incorrect.
Anybody on Berrien Springs? We will try Colton.
Elementary.
High school. See, you're all a product of Edinburgh. For 10 points, education. In 1947, the Supreme Court upheld free busing, and in 1968, free books for students in these schools.
Colton, Berrien Springs.
Public schools.
Incorrect.
Decatur, anybody? Nick?
Colored-only schools.
Incorrect. It's parochial schools. Uh-huh. For 15 points, again, education. In 1896, the Supreme Court used what oft-quoted phrase to describe acceptable segregation in schools?
Nick from Decatur.
Separate but equal.
That is correct for 15 points. For 20 points, mm-hmm. Named after an 1834 French institution that was intended as a model, this type of school prepared thousands of teachers for elementary schools.
Nick from Decatur.
University.
Incorrect.
Colton, Berrien Springs.
College.
Incorrect.
Good try.
Good one. It's a normal school.
About a minute left.
For 15 points, which Kaiser dismissed Chancellor Bismarck?
Haley, Decatur.
Old Faithful?
Say it again.
Old Faithful.
Old Faithful?
Old Faithful.
I can't hear you.
Nice and loud.
Old Faithful.
Old Faithful.
No, incorrect.
Nope. All right, Berrien Springs. Anybody want to try? Time's up.
Wilhelm II. For 15 points, what is the difference between El Viejo and Lo Viejo?
You just were waiting all night to say that, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. My 1 year of Spanish. Now, the first means an old man, and the second means what is old?
Last question.
That was your question.
Yeah.
For 15 points.
Thank you.
When someone is born on the first day of an astrological sign, he is said to have been born on what? The cusp.
The cusp. That's what it would be. All right. Well, that does it. That's the end of today's Academic Challenge Match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge to announce today's winners and thank our sponsors. And the winners by a score of 155-65, the team from Berrien Springs. Congratulations to both teams. Nice job. Nice job. Bill brought the tough questions tonight. Congratulations and thank you for joining us here on WSJM's Academic Challenge brought to you by Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to signaturedealergroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community, the Cook Nuclear Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders, Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent, and South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again next week at the same time as South Haven and New Buffalo go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.